The traditional barns and antebellum house in rural Woodford County that are Kentucky Equine Research, or KER's, Kentucky headquarters and office, house some of the most advanced equine research equipment in the world, along with a dedicated and highly qualified team of staff led by founder and president Dr. Joe Pagan.
We're a consulting and product development company that's research-based. I guess that's the best way to describe it. So we do not manufacture feed. We do not have a factory that makes our own feed. We work with around 40 different feed manufacturers on six continents, helping them make feeds that are appropriate for wherever they happen to be. It presents an interesting challenge because that while the horse's nutrient requirements might be the same in South Africa as Brazil, as Kentucky, as Florida, what you actually feed them can be very different.
KER has an office in Victoria, Australia, to serve that continent and Asia, as well as personnel in Europe and South America. But the 150-acre farm here in central Kentucky is the heart of the operation. A lot of the research is done in the stables, but KER uses an equine treadmill for its exercise physiology research. The high-speed equine treadmill is exactly what it sounds like and what you'd see in the gym, except purpose-built for horses and for KER.
Most of the research that we do that's controlled research here at our facility is related to metabolism or exercise physiology. So metabolism, we do a lot of digestibility studies. If you want to know how well a feed or a mineral source is digested by a horse, we feed measured amounts of things, do total collections of urine and feces over a week, measure what goes in minus what goes out to figure how well a horse utilizes something. That's something we do a lot of. We do a lot of palatability studies. You know, what a horse is like, do they like it more or less? Safety studies, like I say, to make sure that the products are safe. A lot of drug testing, and drug testing meaning testing to make sure that the products are free of drugs. Then we do a lot of exercise physiology studies. What is the effect of a feed or a feeding management when you feed, for instance, on response to training or on muscle deposition or those sorts of things.
Originally from Arkansas, Pagan chose Kentucky as his base because he maintains it is the capital of the horse world. Although KER conducts research into all breeds and disciplines, because of its location, it has a distinct advantage in the thoroughbred racing world.
We created an electrolyte for racehorses that race on Lasix. That was the question. You know, what happens when you give Lasix to a horse? Does it change its electrolyte requirements? We found it did and created a product to replace it. Then we have had some Kentucky Derby winners that have been using it. So, you know, the tagline is research tested, race proven. And, you know, that's really cool to be able to do that.
Can you say which Kentucky Derby winners in it?
No.
As in the last five Olympic Games, this summer in Rio, KER will also play a vital role.
With the Olympics, we almost become a feed dealer, but we become a feed dealer for the whole world. And so our role there is to help the organizers and the individual federations figure out how to get what they need, including forage, bedding, and feed.
And one of the most important things they'll be supplying?
Massive amounts of carrots. In past Olympics, we've measured that in each, and it's between 3 and 4 pounds a day.
That's per horse, which means KER are calculating they'll need about 4 or 5 tons of carrots in Rio. A crew of 7 will assist Pagan at the Games with the 200 competing horses and 25 reserves. A smaller squad will return a couple of weeks later to make sure everything runs smoothly at the Paralympics, where it's expected there will be about 75 horses, all competing in one discipline. KER Kentucky usually accepts 3 interns annually who spend a year doing hands-on research as well as working in the barns in exchange for board and a small stipend. This year there were 130 applications from all over the world. Barn manager Alana Mann came from Australia to intern here 2 years ago and couldn't wait to come back.
Well, at the end, I really wanted to stay on and do some more like nutrition advising and all that kind of stuff, but I ended up going home and working with a racehorse trainer, and then this job opened up like the barn manager position, so I really wanted to get back into research, so that's why I took it and back here.
Hands-on research means exactly that, and it's typically pretty dirty work.
We had horses in nappies, which is you have to empty and you have to mix the poo and collect it. You have to collect urine. Not the most glamorous, but it's so interesting. And I just learned so much, and the other girls were great. And it's just a great environment to learn about horses and research and nutrition.
Pagan had told me earlier that his satisfaction comes from answering questions and proving facts via the research, but even more so from seeing results live, as in his Derby winners. Mann is equally passionate but undecided yet where her experience will take her.
I would like to stay here for as long as possible, but time will tell. I'm not really sure right now, but I definitely want to stay on the nutrition side and hopefully do some more research and go on and maybe do a master's or a PhD, who knows. World is my oyster.
Meanwhile, KER will continue to be a world leader in its field. For WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.